USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We pledge the full support of the federal government through every step of the rebuilding process.
President Trump in Fayetteville, North Carolina, talking about the rebuilding effort in the aftermath of Hurricane Dorian. He tells the huge crowd at the Keep America Great Again rally.
And I will say, North Carolina in our country probably got hit the hardest. That was a little bit of a surprise. But I know one thing about North Carolina. You can take it and you'll build it quickly and you'll build it beautiful and you'll be back sooner than anybody ever thought.
And he goes on to tell the crowd.
I've just come from a meeting with North Carolina officials representing communities hit by Hurricane Dorian, and I express the unwavering solidarity of the American people. We are behind you 100%.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Some good news to report as the Coast Guard rescuing four men trapped on board a cargo ship called the Golden Ray a day after it turns over on its side. This happening on the St. Simon Sound off the coast of Brunswick, about 80 miles south of Savannah, Georgia. Taking a look now at your money, the Dow gaining 38 points to close at 26,835. The NASDAQ down 15 points. The S&P 500 down less than a point. Staying with the economy now, a look at the price you pay at the pump. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us it's been 8 straight weeks of declining prices at the pump.
Average gas prices in the last week fell just a penny per gallon, with the national average falling to $2.56, its 8th consecutive weekly decline. Average gas prices now stand 11 cents lower than 1 month ago and 29 cents lower than last year.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
With lawmakers back in session on Capitol Hill, a Republican senator has a request from President Trump about gun control. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
A key Republican U.S. senator wants President Trump to show his cards when it comes to what he'd approve when it comes to gun reform. Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri saying,
"We're not going to vote on bills on the Senate floor that the president's not willing to sign. The president needs to step up here and set some guidelines for what he would do."
Blunt was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he will only call bills to the floor for a vote that he knows the president will sign.
So will Congress get anything done this session? USA Radio's Tim Berg takes a look.
Lawmakers are back on Capitol Hill and in session after 6 weeks of district work. I had a chance to catch up with Beverly Hallberg. She's the president of District Media Group, and she tells me a lot of times Congress is maligned and made fun of for their lack of work, but in reality,
it's a rigorous schedule, and I can say that just seeing that firsthand and working with many members on the Hill is that they do work often 6 or 7 days a week. Of course, the common thing that you hear individuals say is they only work 3 days a week because that's when they're in D.C., when Congress is in session. The days that they are here, they're not just working 9 to 5. Votes often go into the evening. And then they're going back to their district to not only work in the district office.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.